Hello and welcome to The Loop, your emerging cricket news bulletin for this Thursday the 14th of February. I'm Daniel Beswick. Ireland and the Netherlands have enjoyed day one victories of the Oman T20 Quadrangular Series, defeating Oman and Scotland respectively at Al Amarat. After an early two-over flurry from George Munsey, who scored 32 of Scotland's first 33 runs, the Dutch pulled momentum back through disciplined bowling to have Scotland 4 for 44 after 7 overs. ICC Associate Player of the Year Callum McLeod's 53 from 45 balls gave the Scots a second win throughout the middle overs, and he combined in a 53-run partnership with Craig Wallace. Set 154 for victory, the Dutch opening pair of Stefan Meiberg and Tobias Fischer dragged the game away from the pre-tournament favourites, combining in a 70-ball, 100-run partnership. Meiberg's 24 from 30 balls provided the anchor role for Fischer, who hit 8 fours and 3 sixes in his innings of 71 from 43 deliveries. Despite the loss of Meiberg and Vissay in quick succession, the Dutch consolidated and nursed home the successful chase, winning by 7 wickets with a ball to spare. In the second game of the day, Ireland scored 5 for 159 against the tournament hosts after being sent into bat. In a 51-ball innings, Paul Sterling scored 50 of his 71 runs in boundaries and was accompanied by Andy Balburnie's 34 and Lorcan Tucker's 22. Fayez Butt was tight in his spell of 2 for 19 or 4 overs, with runouts also accounting for 2 of Ireland's 5 wickets to fall. Needing 160 for victory, Oman looked comfortable at 2 for 70 in the 9th over, only to lose 4 wickets in 11 balls, 3 of which were taken by Simi Singh. Adding leg breaks to his conventional off-spin, Simi Singh finished with 3 for 15 to leave Oman in tatters, eventually falling short by 15 runs. Friday's matches will see Oman take on the Netherlands, with Ireland meeting Scotland in the second fixture of the day. To keep up with news from the emerging cricket world, make sure to follow Emerging Cricket on your favourite social media platform. For now, from me, enjoy the rest of your day wherever you are around the cricketing world.